Hot 937 and Hot 937.com, the Heartbeat's number one for hip hop and R&B. Your man Big Raj got somebody in the building, man. Hey. Newcomer from the West Coast.
Zanarchy, yo, straight from LA. How you doing, man?
Lil Zan, what's poppin'?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm happy to be out here. It's like my second time on the East Coast. You know, it's beautiful out here.
Okay, well, welcome to Connecticut.
Oh, yeah, you know, I didn't even know I was in Connecticut. I'm not even gonna lie. No, I did. And I'm like, okay, I need to come here more often.
So, where did you go when you came before? New York?
The first time was like a month ago. I landed in like Newark. And then okay. We just drove to New York, did some business. But this is my first time like traveling on the East Coast, because last time we just headed straight to Atlanta right after.
Cold enough for you?
I mean, y'all gonna. It's funny because I know you guys probably make fun of us for this, calling this cold, because I know that y'all are used to this. But yes, this is very freezing to me. I mean, I got a fur coat over there, but in LA it's like 90. It's global warming hitting LA bad right now. It's like crazy.
Y'all like 90 year round.
Yeah, like I'm just waiting for it to actually be the season it's supposed to be out there. But
it don't never get that cold out there, though.
No, it never do. Like 70.
70, y'all like, ooh, we got to get a coat.
Yeah, we got to get.
If we can get 70, we won.
Yeah. That's just like your t-shirt, what? Yeah.
We got shorts.
T-shirt, shorts, flip-flops. I see y'all. Yeah.
Summer's here.
You're at the pool?
Exactly. Pool party's going down if we get 70. So the people who don't know who Lil Zan is, let them know.
If you don't know who Lil Zan is, I don't know how to talk about myself like that.
What would you want them to know about Lil Zan?
That I'm like really cool, down to earth, nice. I don't have the stigma that I think a lot of other rappers have, you know, ego type stuff. Like for instance, like when I had a meet and greet at my show in New York at SOB's last night, and I love my fans. I love them. It's just so crazy when a girl comes up to you and they're like trembling, like their hands are like shaking, and it almost make me want to start shaking, because I'm like, well, I'm like, I don't want you to pass out on me. I love them, you know, I love them to death. But it's crazy because like in my mind, I'm never like, oh, I'm a rapper. I'm like, you know what I mean? I don't think like that. So like when someone is trembling and shaking to meet you, and they can't even take a picture, I'm like, whoa, it's just like, it's like crazy, you know what I mean? Because I think I'm a human being. Like, at the end of the day, I just think of myself like, I'm like, I still got the mindset that, like, I'm just, like, normal, but, you know, it's, like, I'm kind of, like, not, you know, not to sound, like dumb, but it's, like, yeah.
You're not caught up in...
I'm not caught up in the, in like, the, yeah, you're like, not I don't got, like, your, an ego, your, like, I'm down there, like, I'm just, like, a normal, I'm like, the fans, I'm like you, and I always tell them, without you guys, I wouldn't be here, you know what I mean? I love my fans to death, but, yeah, it's just, I don't have that ego, that rapper stigma that a lot of people have.
How did Lil Zan start?
I would say, like, two South by Southwest ago, I was just on Main Street, you know, just enjoying it. I was a photographer with all my rapper homies, and we went into a little liquor store, and that was back when I was, like, addicted to Xanax and stuff. I'm not on that anymore. But, like, we walked into a liquor store, and one of my friends was like, hey, I'm just going to call you Lil Zan because you, like, you take a lot of Zans. And I was like, you know what? That's a good name. Because we had like a funny little, they had a funny little nickname for me before. It was Baby NyQuil. ridiculous, right?
That probably wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, I'm glad. He was like, Lil Zan. And even with Lil Zan, we weren't taking it serious. You know what I mean? It was just a little nickname. I was a photographer. I was Lil Zan, the photographer. So it just, two South Bys ago, that's how it came about. And then, it just, you know, turned into the rap thing, which is crazy.
Okay. So you started as a photographer.
Yeah. Oh, that story. Everybody loves that story. How I started rapping was I was a photographer, and one of my favorite rappers, who my manager, also artist, he's also like my brother, his name's Stephen Cannon. And I was like a big Stephen Cannon fan. And he wasn't like popping at the time. I was just a big Stephen Cannon fan. And I was, like, first in line at all his shows in L.A., and he was just opening up. I was like, you know, I just loved his music. I thought he had – I still think he's one of the greatest rappers and slept on. But, like, yeah, I just befriended him and just kept going to their shows, and they started, you know, liking me more. And then at one of the shows, I put my camera behind the DJ booth, and I was like, yo, can you watch this? And then someone just – you know, I turned up because I wanted to turn up with all my homies. So we started turning up, and then someone just – stole my camera. Like, I go back to the DJ booth, and I'm like, yo, where's my camera at? And it's just gone. And he's just like, I don't know. I'm like, what? Like, how do you? Like, I was devastated because I was just getting, like, I would like to say good at photography. You know what I mean? I just got Photoshop, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get decent at this. So I was like, I was really devastated. But, you know, we went back to the crib, and I really thought about it. And I was like, you know, can't do anything about it. But that crib had a studio in it. Where Steven, my rapper friend, was recording at. And not that same night, but I was like, how much is it for like a session here? Because the engineers are amazing there. But it's like a little trap, garage, you know, a little dirty garage. But the engineers, like I said, are amazing. I was like, how much is it to record here? And they're like, oh, $20 for you. And I was like, $1,200 for another camera or $20 to make a song. And I was like, I'm going to go with $20 and I'm going to try my luck at this rap stuff. You know what I mean? And I made a really corny song, in my opinion. It was called Hit My Line. And it's the only song I didn't write myself. Only song. Because, you know, I didn't know how to go about being a rapper. And it was real corny, but people liked it. You know, they were like, oh, look at Diego trying to rap. You know, and some of the girls back home were like, okay. They just like my voice. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what it was. They thought I sounded good on, like, you know, on the microphone. So it started off slow. Then I started getting a little better. And it just kept evolving until I finally got like a grasp on, you know, what people want and how to evolve my music. And so that's just kind of how it came about. But like, I would say it was a hobby. You know what I mean? I never took it like, oh man, like I'm going to be famous.
I'm going to be the biggest rapper.
You know, I never was like that. I was just like, I'm just going to do this as a hobby. I was like street sweeping. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, I like putting out songs on SoundCloud. But one day, I was at the same place, like I told you, Little Trap Shed. Yeah. And I recorded a song called Slingshot. And it was, we thought it was good. You know, we thought records were good. We were never like, oh, we just made a hit. We were never, you know, we were never like that. We were just throwing out records for the people because just see what happens. Initially, it went slow, but then it went crazy. And I was like, oh. Maybe I do have a shot at, you know, trying to do this. So I started taking it a little more serious, you know. And then another night, you know, I recorded like a whole little 3-song mixtape. And one of those songs was called Betrayed. Betrayed now has, I think, over like 100 million streams worldwide.
It's crazy.
But we made Betrayed and we were like, oh, that's a good song. Again, we just thought it was a good song. So we just threw it out there. And initially people loved it. They just loved it. But like, it got to, like, I would say half a mil just the audio on YouTube in, like, a couple months. And we were like, I was like, whoa, that was my first, like, whoa, half a mil? Like, dang, what's going on here? Maybe I really, really do have a chance at this.
Hell with that camera.
Yeah, hell. I was like, gone with that camera. Be gone, camera. I was about to thank the man who stole my camera. Yeah,
find him.
Actually, right now, yeah, thank you for stealing my camera if you're out there.
Wherever
you are.
Keep the camera.
I know that could go for some money, but yeah, like and then we did my good friend Cole Bennett, Lyrical Lemonade. He does a lot of good videos for like the culture and what we're doing. We did a video for it, and it was just in my studio. You know, it took 45 minutes to film. He's great with editing. And then we dropped the video, like, I would say 3 weeks after we filmed it. And it got a million in a day. And we were like, whoa. We were like, hold up. A million in a day? We were like, okay, let's see what this record is going to do. Because I was like, I didn't know it was a hit. And then within a month, 19 million. No, probably more like 20 million. And then now it's at 3 months. And just the video alone has like 50, 60?
What?
60 million? I didn't even know that.
Make sure them numbers is right.
That is crazy. 60
million. So you just finding out that it's 60
million.
Yeah,
I thought it was like 50.
No, well, you got another 10 million.
Yeah.
That just happened a couple of minutes ago, too.
Yeah, that is insane.
That just happened. 10 million people.
She knows. Just 10 million, right?
You know, 10 million just now.
That'd be crazy,
you were 50 on your way here. 10 million.
10 million on the drive from New York to Connecticut. Incredible. Unheard
so imagine
of.
The ride back.
Yeah, ride back 70.
70.
Ride. I'm just going to keep going back and forth. It's going to go like that.
We're going to stay on the road until we get to 100.
Yeah, no, but it's just crazy because that's just YouTube. And then, I mean, I'm going to ask her again. What are the numbers on Spotify? Like 30 plus. a million a week. So
a
it's
million
like
a week.
It's like
top 20 in sequence on today's top hits, which has 17 million.
Oh, see,
wow,
that's crazy. Wow. I'm just finding out all this right now. Oh yeah, in the face of the
so,
new.
So you know what? It's time for you to say I'm here. It's, yeah. There's no more.
All right,
wow.
I'm here, Lil Xan. Nice to meet you guys, Xanarchy.
You here? You arrived.
Yeah, no, but shout out Spotify. They really made me the face of their new playlist that has like such potential to just be a crazy playlist. It's called Clout Culture. And I mean, all the songs. Like honestly, I looked at all the songs and they deserve to be on there. It's real Clout Culture. You know what I mean?
You didn't expect all of this.
No, I did not. I was living in a motel for like 2 years of my life. Like, I was going to the show. I didn't expect any of this.
And you didn't so now that you have it, this wasn't a plan, so you didn't have
no,
B
I,
going.
No, what, I tell people that. Next? No, I tell people that all the time. This wasn't the plan. Like, I wasn't like, you know, a freshman in high school, like, battle rapping or like freestyling. Like, yeah, I'm going to be a rapper.
Yeah. Your story is not the routine.
Not the routine.
Rapper. You
like,
wasn't in the cafeteria
yeah,
banging on
wasn't
the
lunch in the cafeteria table. Like, yo, y'all hear my freestyle, hear my mixtape. No, it's not the routine, which makes it, I think what makes
you
it.
You pretty much just, somebody stole your camera. You said,
yeah.
$20 is less than
$1,200. Yeah, it's just like a decision. But the thing is, my dad has always, like, my dad showed me Odd Future. So let's just put that in perspective. You know what I mean? My dad was hip to like all this rap music. So, but not just rap. Like I grew up on everything from Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana, to like The Killers, to like N.E.R.D., Pharrell. Love all that. That's what I grew up on. So he always kept me since a kid like musically influenced. He had the biggest record collection from, you know, everything from like the 80s to now. So like music was always like the biggest part of my life, just listening to it. Like music was always the most important thing. And I never could understand people that like, oh yeah, I don't listen to that much music. It's like, it was so important.
Did you ever get any backlash from artists who've been doing it longer than you and probably had that background of the cafeteria?
Yeah.
Putting out mixtapes, going to labels, to radio.
So far, I haven't got, there's been no backlash, no beef. But we've definitely had that conversation where it's like, you know, damn, this dude's been doing this for so and so long, and I've only been doing this for like a year, and it was a hobby. And be honest, I've really only been doing it for 6 months, like professionally. Like it became like on paper it became my job like 6 months ago. You know,
you got rappers out there right now like this Xan kid, man. Okay.
I mean, I got like the typical struggle rappers commenting on my pictures that are like, yo, trash, you're ugly. I'm like, okay, well, I wish you the best of luck.
60 million.
Yeah. I'm like, I wish you the best of luck in your rap career, buddy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Gotta be positive with that, right? No, but we definitely had that.
Yeah, positive sarcasm.
Yeah, we definitely had that. We had that conversation where it's like, it's crazy how people have been doing this so long, and I just came out to cut.
But you know what? I think you're not the only one who did it. There's a few people. I think it's everything just moves faster.
I feel like this is like the day and age where the overnight thing is happening, is popping up a lot of places.
It's got
Lil Pump.
And it's like, that's the easy part, though.
Yeah, Trippie Redd. Like, a lot of people just coming up overnight.
But staying is the tough part
because the overnight thing is cool and all. You skip a lot of, you know, you skip the struggling, but you got to let people know you're here to stay. You got to let them know with your music.
And what is Xan doing? Let them know that he's here to stay.
That's my main goal. And we strategically drop music like every 2 months. You know what I mean? Like we make them wait because we make sure that the next record that's going to come out is going to be a good song. Like I was Betrayed and then we didn't drop nothing for months. And then the next one was Far. And now Far almost at 10 million in 4 weeks.
10 million, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. 10 million. It's not no Betrayed. No, but you know what I mean? Like we did that because if we were to just drop music here and here and here, it wouldn't do that 10 million. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't get as big of a like reception or like however you say that. Like, yeah, it wouldn't get like that. So we're doing this all strategically, but with my new music coming out, it's gonna blow people's minds because it's gonna show a different level of maturity in my music. Like I've evolved so much over this time, and people don't know that because we don't be dropping music. Mm-hmm. So when they hear this album, Total Xanarchy, they're gonna be like, "Wow, he's here to stay."
You say you got your name from Xanax. You don't do that anymore.
No, but like when it was a hobby, I was, you know, like painfully addicted to that.
So what do your music reflect now? Because when you want Xanax, like you talking.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot of my early music, you know, there was references to embracing Xanax culture. You know what I mean? That was like a wave going on. You know, there was nothing wrong with that back then. But that drug just got me into too many problems, you know, too many fights, arguments. You know, that drug, it makes you feel like you're invincible, like you're like the man, you know. It makes you cocky. It just provides like false hope and stuff, is what I would say. So when I made Betrayed, I was off of Xan, you know what I mean? I really was, but I was already like getting off them, like I wasn't abusing them like that no more, because I suffered from severe anxiety. But when I was in there and I was like, you know, I'm gonna make like an anti-Xan song and really switch this whole thing, because Xanarchy wasn't a thing. It was, we were going by Low Gang. So Xanarchy is the biggest anti-Xan movement out there right now.
Okay.
And that's what my whole movement is. It's like anti-Xanax positivity and just like making really good music that's here, that's gonna stay.
And that's a good thing, because I think the younger generation, they're getting the rap of being the drug user music.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. I took a trip out to Arizona early on in my career, and we was at a stoplight, and oh my God, man. My homie said, look out to the right. Look out to the right. Look like some middle schoolers are pouring lean up in a 2-liter. And they are young, like middle schoolers. And we were just we're kind of laughing because we were like, this is ridiculous. Like you know what I mean? Like, the youth is really in, like my generation is screwed up. You know what I mean? But like, this next one, they really need to get a positive message, because they're vulnerable to all this bad stuff. You know what I mean? So it's cool. I think it's cool that I'm doing what I'm doing, because not a lot of rappers are doing it. But I'm doing it. I'm not doing it in a corny way. I'm not telling people to stop doing lean. You know what I mean? Everybody got their poison. It's just like, I just really want the anti-Xan movement to be something of mine.
It's good, because you, who got 60 million probably by the time you get back to New York, 70.
Yeah, 70 by the time I get back.
You know, so you got people following you, so it's good.
Yeah.
You sending that message out, because it's not a lot of the young artists,
no,
you know, saying don't do it.
Yeah, it's just too much of the other stuff. And I'm not even bagging on none of that, because I be listening to that. Like, I'm not hating on nobody who's, like, referencing the songs. I love turning, like, I listen to, that's the music I listen to. It's just my movement is just anti-Xan. You know what I mean?
And there's nothing wrong with
that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Any backlash for being anti?
No, the backlash I get is people not understanding that I'm not for Xans, because it's just the name Lil Xan. Like, believe me, all my so many of my fans be like, love what you're doing, the anti-Xan movement. They know it. They get it. So many people get it. But you got those, you know, just those like mean people that just see, oh, Lil Xan, they've never heard the music. And, you know, they spam my page with trash, stop promoting Xans. And I'm like, do you guys just take the time of day to go redo a little research? Like, you'll understand I'm doing the exact opposite, and you might actually like what I'm doing. Yeah. Not everybody's going to like what you're doing. I get that. But it's like that's where the backlash comes from, just the name Lil Xan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, if I was Lil No Xan. Maybe
Lil Xan. Nah, Lil Xan, I think that'll work. Just keep on spreading your positive word.
Yeah, definitely. The only thing with my name is I might drop the Lil one day. I just might be.
Oh, well, you're gonna have to, because you can't be Lil forever.
You can't be Lil forever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Xan is not a bad.
Yeah, Xan's not a bad thing. Just I think I could. I just think it'll last.
All right, right now we got Lil Xan in the building. Project dropping.
Oh yeah, Total Xanarchy. Am I allowed to tell him when it's dropping? I like that. It's dropping early next year. Early next year.
Yeah, you know what you do? You always just say something like, it's dropping soon or whatever. Nobody ever really knows when their project dropping.
Yeah, I just learned.
They give you a date, it's probably going to change anyway.
Yeah. So, oh, no, yeah. It was already talking about changing the date.
So,
anyways.
You know, just say it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Expect it soon. You know
what I mean? Soon. That's the safe way.
That's the best way to say it. Expect it soon. But that album is I'm just really excited for the fans to hear it, because I know they're eager for new music. So I'm really excited for Total Xanarchy.
All right, that's what's up. I want to thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you for having me.
You already know. Let them know all of your social media and all everything.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Instagram at Zanxiety, basically just the X in front of the word anxiety. I got to tell them that because I'm retarded and I be not getting it right. Yo, thank you so much, man.
Again, thank you for coming through.
Yeah, thank you for having me, bro.
It's at 937.